Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Sean Pipe Bomb. This is the Pipe Bomb Show. What is up, party people? Now, I know earlier we got upset. We did an episode talking about the women's division, the lack thereof, the insanity that goes into the WWE creative process, thinking that they can actually fill out a tournament. But, despite all that, I decided, you know what, I need to do another ride, so I'm about to give y'all another episode. I know, two in one day, that's insane, but let's do it. And I thought we'd do it, something that is coming up, something to lighten the mood. I'm talking about AEW Double or Nothing 2022. We have a pretty stacked card. We have a pretty it's gonna be an eventful night. And I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy some good old-fashioned wrestling. There are a couple issues I have with... Actually, I'm looking at the card now. You know, I might have one or two gripes with this card. But I think overall, the action is going to be amazing. So, with that being said, let's stop killing time. Let's stop milking the cow. Let's get right into it. AEW Double or Nothing. It's going to be in Las Vegas, as it always should be. The whole casino theme. All right. We've got the buy-in where we will officially get the in-ring debut for Hookhausen. What's funny is when they started this, nobody knew where this was going. Nobody saw this, you know, where this was going, what they were going to do, what they were planning on. Danhausen challenging Hook, trying to curse him. Hook basically brushing him off. And then the unlikely, you know, friends, they get together. Hook has Danhausen's back. Tony Nese tried to, get involved with all of this. Brought a smart Mark Sterling into all of this. So the pre-show is going to be the buy-in, sorry. Will be a tag team match, Hookhausen versus Tony Nese and Mark Sterling. I thought it was weird at first. You know, Mark Sterling was with Jay Cargill the whole time, and then randomly was like, you know, I'm gonna also manage Tony Nese, because, you know, why not? But this is what it was to lead to this eventual tag team match. There's no way in hell, no possible way that Hookhausen loses. I think you start off the night hot. You have Danhausen hit a couple moves. But then he is the baby face in peril. He's going for that hot tag. And Hook just goes crazy. He suplexes a couple, he starts suplexing both of them. And I think you have Mark Sterling, he'll eat the pin, definitely. I'm thinking maybe Hook comes in last minute, destroys everybody, and then he lets Danhausen get the pin. So Hookhausen, I think they win the buy-in. There's no other option. There's no way you don't have, open the night hot with, this fan favorite team teaming up for the first time. Now I'm going down the card right now. Listed here on Wikipedia, I don't know if it'll be the first match, but we got the TBS Championship on the line. Jade Cargill with the baddies to take on Anna Jay. Unless I'm missing something, there hasn't really been a build-up for this match. I think it's just Jade saying, you know what, you want to fight me so bad, I'll fight you at the pay-per-view. And that's it. It's not like this is a blood feud. I don't even know. I'm assuming Anna Jay is listed in the top, you know, rankings. I feel she would have to be to even have a championship match. That's the whole point of the contenders. I think with Jade, you're eventually gonna run into a Roman Reigns situation, if you will. Jade's beaten almost everyone, except, you know, a select few. She hasn't beaten Britt Baker, Thunder Rosa. I don't think she's touched base with Nyla Rose, you know, Riho. But there's, you know, but for the majority of the roster, she has beaten everyone. How do you think she got to 30-0? She might be at 31 right now. But she has beaten them all. I think she's beaten Anna Jay already. She beat Ty Conti at was it Revolution? Or was Revolution with Britt Baker and Ty? No. It was with Jade. It was Thunder Rosa, Britt Baker. Thunder lost, and then they ran it back in the steel cage. Gotcha. But yeah, I feel, you know, Jade has beaten everyone. They built her up as this, you know, unstoppable athlete. She's beaten most of the roster. I think, like Roman Reigns, you do have to eventually look for that baby face. You do have to look for that underdog who is going to step up to Jade, who's going to beat everyone, claw their way up the rankings, and then finally be able to challenge her. Now, do you do it with someone on the roster already? Like I said, she hasn't beaten, I don't know if she's faced Chris Statlander. She hasn't touched Britt. She hasn't touched Thunder Rosa, but Thunder Rosa's already, you know, a champion. I don't know if she's beaten Hikaru Shida. Or do you wait for the next person, the next signee? Do you wait for Athena? You know, Ember Moon. Do you wait for her to come in and finally be able to knock off her? Hell, with the way things have been going in WWE, do you wait for a Naomi to come in? Do you wait for Sasha Banks to come in? So we got a lot of options, but ultimately it needs to be a baby face that the fans could get behind to finally take out Jade. Because that's it. That's the story right there. That's the whole point of this booking. Just like Roman Reigns, there's got to be that one guy he hasn't beaten or he hasn't touched who the fans will get behind and eventually dethrone the champion. That's what needs to happen. But like I said, sorry, Anna Jay, it ain't you. So Jade, she's gonna eventually rack up to number 50. Or maybe she stops short of 50. Maybe she gets to 49. 50 is, you know, a surprise opponent. But yes, Jade Cargill will be leaving out Double or Nothing as your champ still. And we've got the Owen Cup Tournament. We've got Adam Cole. He's already in the finals. He's waiting. But who's he going to face? It's either Kyle O'Reilly or Samoa Joe. I think the obvious choice here is it's going to be Samoa Joe versus Adam Cole. It's got to be. I say it's got to be just because Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole are together in the Undisputed Elite. To have both of them wrestle against each other in the tournament, I guess you could do as, you know, friendly competition between the both of them. And shit, we've already seen this match in NXT. They had a 2 out of 3 falls match. They had a main event, you know, a street fight between the both of them. So we could go that route, but I think logically it's Adam Cole versus Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe has been, you know, messing around with Jay Lethal's group, Jay Lethal, Sanjay Dutt, and what's his name? Satnam Singh. They've been jumping him at every corner. So I think, I don't know if Samoa Joe isn't wrestling Jay Lethal or any of those guys, then I think he goes on to the finals. Now, they've been attacking him. He's been injured. So maybe that's, you know, to save him, to build some sympathy that, you know, he's going into the finals, but he's going in hurt. He keeps getting attacked. He keeps getting jumped. So maybe that's it. I think ultimately, if it is Joe or Cole or O'Reilly versus Cole, I think Adam Cole takes it. I think Samoa, like I said, it most likely will be Samoa Joe versus Adam Cole. But after getting jumped, after getting hit with the lead pipe, after the 3-on-1 attacks, I think it'll be a clean 1-on-1 fight against Cole, no interference. But I think you'll see Samoa Joe, his arm will be bandaged up, his shoulder won't feel right and stuff. And that'll give the excuse of why you have, you know, the Ring of Honor television champ losing. Why he fell short because of all these injuries and stuff. They'll still put on a hell of a match, I feel. But I think that's the route they go. With Adam Cole winning still. Like, I didn't know if I wanted, if I needed to reiterate. Adam Cole still wins it at the end of the day. Now, the women's Owen Cup finals. It's either Toni Storm or Britt Baker versus Ruby Soho or Chris Statlander. I hear Chris Statlander's been improving. But I think between her and Ruby, I think Ruby gets the win. Ruby gets the win just because they've iced down Ruby Soho for a bit. They haven't done much with her lately. She's been on dark. She finally pops up. Now she's in the tournament. I think they still run with her. Statlander's been, you know, one of the AEW originals. She's good. She, you know, she has a spot. I think Ruby, this, you know, you need to do this for Ruby. She needs to go to the finals. Toni Storm and Britt Baker. That's a tough one. That's going to be a really good match. I think Britt Baker takes it and goes to the finals. You do want a pay-per-view with Britt Baker on it. She is still your one of your top female talent. If you said who are the top three, it's obviously both the champs, Jade Cargill, the way she's been booked. It's Thunder Rosa because she is the current women's world champ. And Britt Baker because they have highlighted this woman even when she wasn't champion. Even when she wasn't champion, they always featured her. So I think the final show, Britt Baker versus Ruby Soho, a rematch from their championship match at Queens, at Arthur Ashe Stadium. But I think this time around, I think Ruby takes it. I don't think the Adam Cole, Britt Baker family, I don't think they go for a sweep. I see Adam Cole winning the men's, but I think Ruby takes the women's. Because then also you build credibility with Ruby. Then eventually she'll be able to challenge for one of the championships. Because she just knocked off, the longest reigning women's champion. So, yes, I think Ruby wins the whole damn thing. I could be wrong. I could be, foolish and just say, Cole and Britt take it. They take the whole damn tournament. But I'm going to hold out. I'm going to say Ruby. Egg on my face if she don't even make it to the finals, but that's what I think. Then we've got for the AEW World Women's Championship, Thunder Rosa versus Serena Deeb. Listen, I've heard nothing but anger and upsetness and displeasure with how they have booked the women's division, and guess what? They have not changed. Thunder Rosa, as soon as she was champion, she was thrust into her mandatory Nyla Rose feud. I feel like if you have become the champion, you have to have a program with Nyla Rose. Nyla Rose is the Natalya of AEW. If you become champion at WrestleMania for the Women's Championship, your first opponent coming out of Mania will be Natalya. I've gone into that into an episode before where if you win a championship, you have to have a... If you're a new champion, you have to have a feud with Dolph Ziggler. If you're a female, you have to have a feud with Natalya for your championship. And I feel like this is becoming the running joke. When Riho won the championship, Nyla Rose was there. Hikaru Shida and Nyla Rose, they've had their match. Hell, Britt Baker won the championship and they turned Nyla Rose babyface for like a month just to feud with her. And as soon as Thunder Rosa won the championship, right into Nyla Rose, lackluster, people didn't like it, and, hell, she's facing Serena Deeb. Is it going to be a good match? Yes, it's going to be technically sound, it's going to be a very good match, nothing less than 4 stars for these women. I feel if they are on the same page, if everything is clicking, these two will hit us with nothing less than 4 stars. It's going to be absolutely amazing. But it's been lackluster with this title run so far. I know it's still early, and with that being said, it is still early. Which means Serena Deeb, it's not your night. Thunder Rosa. They have been building up Thunder Rosa challenging Britt Baker for an entire year. They held off that match for one full year. I don't think they're going to just blow up the whole title reign now. Thunder Rosa is going to keep it until they find someone, you know, the next hot thing. Is it going to be Sasha? Could we see, what, I don't even know her last name. Can we see, is Mercedes coming down? Is she going to be all elite? We got to see. Then we got a three-way for the AEW tag titles. We've got the Jurassic Express versus Team Taz of Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs versus Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland. Someone pointed this out, and I really enjoy that they did. This is the perfect match of you've got one guy and then you've got one, a bigger guy. You've got Jungle Boy and his big guy, Luchasaurus. Each team has one small guy and one really big guy, which means we are definitely going to have all three small guys doing dives and flips, and you're just gonna have all three big guys just knocking on each other, trying to beat each other down. I can't wait for that. I know I see a lot of people. Keith Lee, and first off, this whole match threw me off because I know a lot of people were thinking, with the way FTR has been lately, the role they have been on lately, they are going to be challenging Jurassic Express. They are going to be challenging for the titles. But AEW's got different plans. I would have thought Jurassic Express versus FTR. The way, as hot as they've been, people talking about them versus the Briscoes, them versus the Young Bucks. You would have thought it would have been them, but it ain't. So, I think, and also thinking, this is kind of the same concept they had at as I was saying, this is kind of the same thing they did at Revolution, where it's Jurassic Express versus two other teams. Triple threat match. Last time it was against the Bucks and Red Dragon. This time it's against two different teams. I think they just want this to be as exciting as possible. I'm gonna give it to the champs. I'm going to let Jurassic Express keep it. I don't see Keith Lee and Swerve taking it just because, you know, they've been teaming on Dark and Elevation and Dynamite a few times. Or actually Rampage, really. But I don't look at them like, I mean, it seemed like they threw them there together just to have these guys have something to do. But I would save those, you know, a title change for, you know, like I said, with an FTR, a more established team. I don't even see Team Taz taking it. I think this is just a nice change of pace. Let's see, you know, some new teams challenge the champions. But we will see. Like I said, I see Jurassic Express keeping it. And maybe they drop it at All Out. Maybe it's the Hardys who challenge them eventually. Maybe it is FTR who challenges them. We'll see. But yes, the champions will retain. Let me see. What is the next match? oh, Jericho Appreciation Society versus the Blackpool Combat Club with Eddie Kingston and Proud and Powerful with them. I give it to the babyfaces. Unless they plan on dragging this out for another match, maybe like a blood and guts match or something. I know a lot of people were disappointed, you know, that it's not a blood and guts match. They think it would have been the perfect time for William Regal to, you know, step in and said, you know, instead of going War Games, he, you know, he'd scream blood and guts. That would have been fun. I know Jericho teased, let's do another stadium stampede. And Moxley was like, hell no. We're just going to all beat the shit out of each other. Let's just do that. There is, you know, issues within the group. Brian Danielson and Eddie Kingston and stuff like that. I think you can... I say the baby faces, but I could see Jericho's team winning. I see Jericho's team winning. Because you have a reason for this group to keep going. You got the heel. At least you could say, you know, oh, the baby faces lost because it's not like their own team. It's two separate teams coming together to wrestle. Wheeler Yuta isn't even in the match. You know, Blackpool Combat Club doesn't even have all its members in. Something like that. So you know what? I think Jericho's team wins it. It is a fair, you know, still a new group. You still want to establish that. You know, this isn't the Inner Circle. This is a new group. And look, they are credible. They can beat the top guys or whatever. But then I think eventually they will do a blood and guts. I mean, it's there. It's there for them to do. You got five on five. You got five members here, five members there. It's right there for them. And I think eventually they will do it. When? I don't know. People thought, oh, they should have done the blood and guts at the pay-per-view. Forgetting that, when they did the first blood and guts, that was the only match live. Everything else was pre-taped, and it was just the live audience reacting to it. The blood, if you bought a ticket to that night, that was the only match you saw. You didn't see a whole card. You watched it on the monitor. And then when blood and guts happen, because, you know, because they have the double rings, they have the extended, you know, cage, all of that. So I know people were disappointed, but logically, at a pay-per-view especially, they just couldn't do it. Or they couldn't find a way to do it. Let's see what's next. This, I think, will be a good opening match. A good opening match for the pay-per-view. The House of Black versus Death Triangle. Really quick. I liked when it was... they did the buy-in for Revolution. They did House of Black versus Penta, Pac, and Eric Redbeard. Because Rey Fénix was out because of injury. He's back now, so I think you still have House of Black win this. I predicted that for Revolution. I'm predicting it again now. You beat Death Triangle as a whole team, and then we move on. What else can House of Black do? Who else can they face? What else can we do with this group? Are they going to introduce the trio titles? Are these guys going to be your first trios champions? We got to see. Really quick, House of Black for the win. Then we got the Hardys versus the Young Bucks. Listen, this might not be the same match 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when they originally had it. And it was, you know, a dream match. Hardys versus the Young Bucks. You know, the Young Bucks facing off their against their inspiration to wrestling. You know, two brothers came together, became one of the best tag teams of all time. That's the story with this. I think with Jeff moving slower, you know, the Hardys, it's not the same Hardys from years ago. People have noticed. People have made the comments. Jeff is moving slower. And shit like that. So, this one's up in the air. Do you give it to the fans? Do you give them a Hardys win? And then eventually set up Hardys going off to face the tag champs at the next pay-per-view? Or do you give it to the Bucks? I'm going to go with Hardys. I'm looking at the last two matches. Jericho's team winning. Malakai Black's team winning. I think you give it to the Hardys. Hangman Adam Page defends the AEW World Championship against CM Punk. This is such a toss-up. It's rare when you get a match and you say, you know, where you could predict who's going to win. When I said the Jade Cargill match, I said she's undefeated. Anna Jay, it seems like they threw her together. No issue. Serena Deeb, Thunder Rosa just started her title reign not too long ago. I don't think they're taking it off of her on her first pay-per-view defense. No way. This could go either way. Do you give it to Hangman and further him, you know, beating? I mean, he's got a list of guys he's beaten already. Daniel Bryan, Archer, Adam Cole twice, Kenny Omega. Does CM Punk? Wow. Hold on. Freeze that. Freeze that right there. How did they not list MJF versus Wardlow? Well, I'm going to go through that quick. MJF versus Wardlow. They made Wardlow jump through all the hoops. He still has to fight Sean Spears in a steel cage. He's obviously going to win that. It's going to be MJF versus him. 101. I think you give the fans what they want. You let no. You pull a Cody, the same thing they did with Cody Rhodes. Cody had to run through, do all these hoops, all the stipulations to fight MJF, and he still lost. Now, if Wardlow wins, that place will go nuts. They see this guy as the next big thing. The future of this company. But I think they find the way. I think MJF might find the way to still screw this guy. Because that's what they did with Cody. Cody ran through all these hoops. And then at the pay-per-view, still lost. Still got screwed. Or do you give the big baby face win to Wardlow? I'm only hesitant because MJF just lost his feud with CM Punk. He just lost at the last pay-per-view. Do you have him lose back-to-back pay-per-views? No. You know what? Against my better judgment, I see it. They're building up Wardlow. He's going to get a big babyface win. But something tells me you don't bet against MJF. Not this time. Not two pay-per-views in a row. MJF finds a way to win, whether it's the diamond ring or somehow he wins. Now let's resume our World Heavyweight Championship talk. It's rare that you find the match, a championship match, where you do not know where it could go. It could go either way. CM Punk showing he could still hang after all these years. Hangman saying, you know what? Fucking come get me. Let's do this. I'm a fighting champ. I'm not gonna back down. Let's do this. It could go either way. You could give it to Hangman, let him cement his legacy, you know, show that he fought all comers and all of that and won until eventually you get the right guy to take it off of him. Or you could give it to CM Punk and, you know, CM Punk's one of the hottest wrestlers. His segments, what he's doing, people want to see. And over time, Hangman, you know, ever since he got the title, his matches are excellent, but the feuds, they have been lackluster. I see the comments, I hear what people say, and it's just like, what's Daniel Bryan, you know, what's Daniel Bryan's group doing? What's CM Punk doing? What's, you know, this person doing? What match are they going to do? And, you know, Hangman has fallen down to the wayside, basically. I think CM Punk takes it. I could be so wrong. I could be so off with my logic and my thinking. I think CM Punk might take it, though. Like I said, a lot of people were not faulting AEW if they had had Bryan Danielson take the title. At that time, it would have been too early. Now, he won it in November. That's about 6-7 months. You do see CM Punk. No. Nah. Last minute decision. Nope. You don't do Punk. You do Hangman. Hangman keeps it. Hangman. Final answer. That's it. Hangman's going to keep the title. That's it. Not even going to think about it no more. Hangman keeps the title. And then he's going to go off to Forbidden Door to lead Team AEW or whatever the case. But yeah, that's what happens. That's what it is. All right, guys, that's it. I'm flip-flopping too much. Let me just lock in my answers, and I'm good. All right? I will talk to you all next time.